living fossils. Sapindice fossil. Greetings! Today I'm going to introduce you to a 93 million year old Sapindice fossil. Discovered in Lebanon, it is the fossil of the leaf of a Sapindice that existed 93 million years ago during the Cretaceous period. How does a leaf become fossilized? Due to circumstances such as being covered in mud or sudden changes in the soil caused by tsunamis or landslides, the oxygen supply of the leaf is cut off, and then it becomes trapped between the lower layers of the earth. As in the case with many other organic materials, the leaf also goes through a process called carbonization, which in its latter stages would be transformed into a diamond. During this process, its structure remains intact. In some cases, it later might transform into coal or a diamond. However, considering these processes as a whole, fossils such as this leaf, which are at the earlier stages of the process, can be unearthed by paleontologists. Overall, these petrified plant forms are no different from the modern Sapindice. The fossils of plants, single-cell bacteria, and all other life forms lead us to the same truth, which is, there is no evolutionary process, and God created all species in their final and perfect forms. For example, we discover a sample, which can be a fossil of a limb of a life form that existed some 300 million or 500 million years ago, or, as in the case of this Sapindice, 93 million years ago. And when we compare this sample to its current form, we can see no change at all. Thus, it has not evolved. Approximately 100 million life forms have existed to date, and 1 million life forms are in existence today, and none of these life forms has undergone any change or evolution. Plants photosynthesize with the incredible technology they have. For example, the Sapindice leaf that you are currently seeing is responsible for photosynthesis. Besides, this tree produces a fruit called the soap nut. After the seed is taken out and the fruits undergo a drying process, the soap nut is used in the production of various natural cleaning agents and in the treatment of certain allergies and skin diseases, and also in certain industrial fields as a blessing of God. As for the Sapindice, the tree brings the energy it produces via photosynthesis to our use as cleaning agents. The watermelon plant produces watermelons, and other plants produce many different fruits or vegetables, mashallah. Just as God commands in the verse of the Quran, through such means, He grants us blessings from many different sources. No fossil displays any sign of transformation or evolution. The only thing they display is the signs of our Lord's art and blessings.